Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, August 9th.
Good morning.
And Rachel is here with me, as always, riding shotgun.
Yes.
Right? Is that what they call it?
I'm your co-pilot.
Co-pilot. There you go. Co-captain. Whatever you guys want to call it, we're here in pairs. Just like a Noah's Ark.
Yeah. Very much like a Noah's Ark, except nothing like a Noah's Ark. No. More like Noah's rowboat.
We do have great guests in the studio, and we'll bring him on in just a minute. So we're planning for the broadcast down in Manhattan Beach, mm-hmm. and even though we're just one booth, I'm going crazy with all the logistics and everything. You know, too many things to think about.
You need someone to help you.
Well, I do. I have someone to help me. But the thing is, I don't write lists, so everything stays in my mind. And somehow I managed to get things done. But I was wondering how the people that organize it do it. Like
they write
an
lists.
Entire event. They write lists, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And they get people working for them too, right?
There's or a level with them. Of organization.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. I don't know that I could do something like that. But I was talking to the organizer. She says, yeah, I've been doing it for 20 years, you know. So I would imagine how much headache there is in that, you know. If somebody doesn't show up or starts giving you a hard time like I did, but I guess what I wanted, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to have a big booth there. Mm-hmm. And
I'm bummed I'm missing it.
I know. Well, a lot of people are coming, or at least said they were coming, so that would be cool. It's a day in the sun with beer and food. If anybody out there wants to come down, you can see us in person. Not that we're that famous, but still, you listen to the station, you probably know a couple of us, so
speak
there you
for
go.
Yourself.
Yeah, well, we try to be modest here, you know, that's the whole point. we don't want to brag too much, but, you do what you have to do. So how are you doing, Rachel?
I'm doing well.
Yeah? Anything new going on?
Some shows that I have coming up.
Oh, yeah, you do have a few shows coming up. When's your next one?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow
I'm at
you
Flappers,
have a show?
Claremont.
Where's Claremont? Do we know?
No idea.
No idea.
I'm going to put in my ways. Hopefully I show up.
So they have a Flappers there?
There's Flappers Burbank, and then there's Flappers Claremont, which I've never performed there. So,
yeah, I know. Well, that might be interesting. How long a drive? Did they tell you? Did you figure it out yet?
It's probably like 45, I don't know, half hour.
Everywhere. No, it's got to be more than that. If we haven't heard of it, it's not that close.
No, I feel like at the time that I'm going to be driving there, I'm hoping it'll just take a half hour.
Yeah. You better look it up and see.
I've driven longer for comedy shows.
For gigs. That's cool, you know. But at least you're getting a wide audience. It's not just L.A., you know.
Yeah, that's the plus.
Yeah, right.
I get to perform for the lovely people of Claremont. So if there's anyone out there from Claremont listening, come to my show.
Yeah, I wonder how
tomorrow.
Many. But who knows, you know. I mean, we have so many small towns around L.A. that nobody can keep track of everything. So, yeah. And we're preparing for the Emerald Exchange on Saturday
yes.
and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, they hold this every month. Is that correct?
I don't think it's every month.
No?
No.
So who told me that? Somebody said, oh, yeah, they have it every month. I'm like, no, I don't think so.
No. Mm. It's, I don't know how often they hold it, but, I'm excited to be a part of it this year. I'm going to be doing some comedy and joint rolling on Saturday from 5 to 6.
Okay.
So
joint rolling is an act or what? Is it like something people watch?
Well, yeah, I mean, people just, I have a video out on YouTube, how to roll a joint, how to roll a blunt, how to do, other smoke tricks. But
smoking hacks.
Because a lot of people don't know how to roll a proper joint.
Right, right.
Especially a lot of women, you know.
Oh, okay. So they need the skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, important skills to have in your life.
Yeah, forget having the men roll the joints for you.
Exactly. Roll your own.
Roll your own. You know? Trust me. So, yeah, so I'll be doing that, and
they're going to have a wellness area with
yoga. Oh, my God, it's
going to
be beautiful. It's going to be in Malibu.
Right.
there's going to be a lot of cool vendors and things. Yeah. Going. I'm excited. It's my first Emerald Exchange. So.
Yeah. Well, if you're a pothead, you probably heard of it. If you only dabble in it, then you want
to. Or if you're in the cannabis community, you don't necessarily have to be quote unquote a pothead. Some people aren't.
That's true. You know? That's true.
I like to
call them all that. But.
Yeah, I just. We're all about fighting the stereotype, so like, okay. I don't really call a fellow.
So how would you call, what would you call it, a regular user? Or
no, people of the cannabis community. I don't like to label them, because a lot of people in the cannabis community aren't there to just get stoned and are lazy potheads. A lot of them are there medically purely
so,
for like...
Okay, so pothead refers to someone who parties?
I think pothead is a slang term that your generation gave to... people who smoked weed all the time.
Right. It is an old term.
But
that's
we are
true.
Trying to fight that stereotype because it doesn't help us when we call.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so. From the cannabis community.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, cannabis community it is.
Yes.
And you're all invited. It's not free, but it's cool, and I think it's worth it.
And if you do want to go and purchase a ticket, use my promo code Wolfie, W-O-L-F-I-E, all caps, at checkout.
Right. Do it like I did, folks. Let's help Wolfie a little bit.
I mean, I don't get anything from it. I just, really? You know, it's just good if people use my, I think it.
Okay.
Good for
well, good. But you'll get 10% off, which comes in handy because they charge you $10 for the service of the tickets.
Yeah.
So with that and
I don't
parking,
like to tell,
it
tell them what the percentage is.
Okay.
Special discount. Special discount.
That they'll way
they'll
figure
go
it out.
Find out.
Yeah, but that's true. I mean, but look, I mean, you know, it's still a big saving. You know.
Yeah.
I think it is
better than nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, and we'll have stories obviously on Monday and stuff. So that should be cool. If you can't be there, you'll get to experience it.
Sunday night is the kickoff for the Burbank Comedy Festival, which is. I'll have a show on Sunday night as well.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah. At Flappers Burbank.
Miss Busy Bee here.
I'm trying.
Well, that's cool. So are they going to be... So the comedy... What do you call it again? The Sunday one?
Oh, the Burbank Comedy Festival.
The Comedy Festival. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how many comics are going to be there?
I think they have over 300 this year. They 300. Chose that they
so that's over a period of how many days?
A whole week or so.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I think like people from all over the world submitted for the festival,
mm-hmm.
and they chose, you know,
yeah,
whatever, however many comedians they chose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well. A couple of things before we get to our guests. First of all, I think this is big news that they found out the FBI raided Manafort's home.
I think in July 20th, like we're finding out now, but they raided it 2 weeks ago or something.
Right.
On the 22nd. And there's all these rumors going around about Manafort.
Yeah,
and
I know.
His involvement in like Russians dying or people dying or
really that yeah. that serious?
He's
huh?
like connected to like murders and stuff. There's rumors about that. We yet to be confirmed. But
yeah, Paul Manafort was the head of the campaign of Donald Trump
for
and
a brief period of time, but Donald Trump claims to like not really know him.
Yeah, he doesn't know anybody, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
he never worked with the Russians,
right? Okay, and then Oprah Winfrey is bringing some of her products to the stores, I guess. She partnered with Weight Watchers some time ago, right? I think it was. And now they're bringing dishes to the market, and they're going to be called, Oh, That's Good.
Oh, like food, you know, food. Like weight loss?
Yeah.
Type food. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like Weight Watchers meals. And
Oprah's
stuff.
Killing the game.
She is, again, like she really needs it, right? But there you go, man. Yeah. It says she lost 40 pounds.
Good for her.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, we're going to bring in our guests right now who are sitting here patiently. And I think they're visiting us. I don't know. They have accents. So let's find out now. We're joined by two movie makers. The film is called Penalty. And we have Aldo Giuliani, is it?
Giuliano.
I'm sorry, Giuliano. I'm pretty close, right?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody else would have said it even close to this, so you got to give me some credit. And Andret Loconte, is it?
Loconte.
I love
Andret
Loconte. I totally forgot.
I just want to hear her pronounce her own name.
Okay, say it again, please, Andret.
Andret Lo Conte.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take
actually, you know what? I'm Andre, not going to talk for the next hour. You just take over.
Yeah.
I just want to hear her.
And talk. Do we get to hear you in the movie? Do you talk in the movie at all? No part in the movie, right? So you're the producer?
Yes.
Of the film?
Yes.
Wow. You're a pretty young producer, right?
I'm 28.
28. Well, that's still young. I mean, so you've done a lot in your life, obviously, to get to a point where you can produce a film.
Yeah, I mean, it's a short movie. And yes, in these last years, I produced some short movies. Mm-hmm. And I study in London. I did a master's degree in production.
Uh-huh.
And now we're here.
Very cool. And Aldo, you're the director of the film, right?
Yes.
And how long have you been doing filmmaking?
Oh,
directing.
When I was a child, I started.
Really? You started
to draw
as a child?
And then continue now.
Really?
And so I don't remember.
You don't remember.
A lot of time.
Right, but professionally, did you go to school for film?
And I studied science of communication. Mm-hmm. And then I start to make short movies in my university, and then
Very cool.
I was born like a cartoonist, and then I continue my study in science of communications.
That's what I'm a communications major too.
Yeah, very cool. So you see, you both end up like in media and entertainment.
It's such a broad. You can do anything.
That's true, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can do anything. Where did you go to school? In Italy?
In Italy, yeah. In the University of Teramo.
Teramo?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
I've heard of it.
Radio, too. And I was in the radio.
You was in the radio?
Really?
University.
Wow.
Yeah, so amazing period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love radio because you are free. There's no camera.
No camera, right. That's right. Yeah.
Who speaks.
We have a lot of people that prefer the video shows and we do them over here too. But as far as ours, yeah, you don't have to play to the camera, you know? So radio is cool and I love radio. So you get to practicing sitting behind the mic again, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But radio helped me to speak with people better, to understand my time.
Right, you know, right. Yeah, we meet a lot of people here, as you might imagine, you know, and we're glad to be joined by you guys. Thanks to Catherine, of course, who always brings us great guests here. And she's hiding in the corner, but we won't bring her in because she never wants to. But it's funny how the publicists are always like reluctant to get on the mic. I used to grab them. I would say, if you're sitting at the table, you have to talk. So she moved away from the table.
Perfect.
So, we'll get to the film in a second. We just want to find a little bit about you guys and how it all started. So, you're both from Italy, right?
Yes.
Are you both living in the same city, too, right now?
Now, I live in Rome.
In Rome?
She live in Boston, then...
No, now I live in New York.
In New York?
No, I live 5 years in Rome.
Really? Yeah. Where, is that where you were born and raised, in Rome?
No, I was born in Turin, Torino. North of Italy.
Right, right. I've heard of it. Torino?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And so was that like a small town?
No.
Not small. It's pretty big.
Yes.
Oh, nice. And what was your childhood like? Do you have any siblings, brothers, sisters?
No. I'm the only child.
Only child. So she got all the attention, Rachel, you see?
Okay.
Yeah, you know? It's funny how only children say sometimes, wish I had brothers and sisters. And when you have brothers and sisters, you wish you were alone, you know, get all the attention.
I was an only child till I was 5 years old.
Yeah, right.
And then my sister came.
Yeah, sure. I know. Being the oldest is sometimes like being the only one, at least for a while.
Yeah.
You know, and then things change. You get a new brother or sister and you get jealous and you want to kill them, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of kids are like that, you know. They try to kill their siblings. I mean, God forbid, but, you know. So, very
alone.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, okay. And Aldo, what town were you born in?
In Crotone, in southern Italy, and now I'm living in Rome.
In Rome, yeah. Right. And the place you were born in, was it pretty small, big city?
Pretty small
town?
Near the sea.
Oh, wow. So it's beautiful,
but
right?
It's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to come.
Yeah, we do. I mean, yeah. So, well, invite us. We'll come, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the food is very nice.
You didn't even have to tell me. I'm already going to go.
The food, yeah.
I'm going to walk with you guys. guys out right. to go back to Italy.
I know. It's like you look in the dictionary, you look up Italy, it says food next to it. You know, that's the definition.
Amazing food. Amazing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And oh, beautiful man. Women too, right, Aldo?
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
But in LA too, there is women like Rachel.
Oh, right, so. There you go. And and of course they say that Italian men are handsome too and stuff, right? So
they have the accent.
They have the accent.
Beautiful
yeah.
language. I mean, right. it doesn't matter what they
bad
look like.
Bad English, but beautiful.
It doesn't matter. They don't we don't even need to look at what they look like.
Right.
For, you know,
just take me, make
so
love
funny,
to me.
Because so like accents to American women are so exotic, but then like when I would travel abroad, we were exotic to them, and I'm like, this is not exotic. There's
right.
There's nothing
exactly
sexy about this American accent. You know what I mean?
Like, or not that, but you feel kind of an outsider, right? You feel like, hey, I'm not speaking like everybody else, you know? I mean, I've been here 40 years, and still people, the first thing they ask me is, where are you from? So, you know, that's the thing.
It's a good conversation starter.
Yeah, exactly. But the point is that you're proud to be an Italian, and you're proud of your accent, and that's what's important, right?
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
I'm very proud.
So you grew up in Torino. Now, so then after high school, did you decide to go to college then?
Yes.
Okay, and where did you go?
I studied psychology.
Uh-huh. What school? Do we know the school?
I mean, the University of Torino.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. And so what did you take there? Like film?
No. It's I studied psychology.
Oh, psychology. That's right.
And then,
so you didn't think about movies and stuff at the time.
No.
Like,
I was thinking about
really?
Movie, but
you went for a real job.
Yeah, especially my mother.
Yeah, I can imagine. We all go through the same stuff, you know. So you went for psychology. Did you like it?
Yes, a lot.
You need to get closer to the
yes.
mic. You do like
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Did you ever...
It helped me a lot for movies, you know.
Really?
Yes.
Why? To understand
also,
people?
Yeah, to understand people. Also, you know, to be a producer, you have to be a psychologist because, you know, people are just crazy around.
Really? And you have to know how to deal with them.
Yes.
Wow. So that's good. Now, but so you already were thinking about film, but in school, did you do anything about film?
After that degree, I took a master's degree in London, Royal Holloway University,
uh-huh.
in production, TV and cinema production.
Really? So what made you go to London? I mean, just because you wanted to change surroundings?
Yes.
Are there good film schools in Italy too, or film programs and...
Yes, there are, but are few. There are
really?
Not a lot. Mm. Yeah,
okay.
Not a lot of schools. So that's why I prefer to go to
two or three school.
Yes. Maybe.
Really, that's all. So, but they do make a lot of film in Italy, right? There's a lot of movies being made there, so it's not a small market at all. Did you know that all those like famous westerns were like those spaghetti westerns were Italian? Did you know that, like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly
with
Clint Eastwood and?
They were filmed in Italy. Or what do you
I
mean
don't
they
know.
Were Italian?
They were Italian, like the director, the producer, all the actors, and except the main actors were American, and then they would dub the Italian actors, you know, as though they were Mexican and all that stuff.
Amazing.
It was, I was just watching, I started watching The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly again with Clint Eastwood, and it just occurred to me how the whole film is Italians, mm-hmm. you know, so it's very interesting that they made Westerns in Italy in the 70s, you know?
Yeah.
But
is
they
that
call,
true? In the,
they call it spaghetti
Italy?
Westerns. Yeah. So, I know. Did you know that? Did they teach you this in school? What was his... I'm trying to remember the director's name. It'll come to me in a second. But
the director is one of the best.
What's his
Sergio
name?
Sergio Leone.
Yeah, Sergio Leone, right? Yeah.
The master.
Sergio Leone, right. So he's considered the master. There.
Wow, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
He's one of the best.
You see, so Aldo knows what I'm talking
of
about.
Of course,
he's
a film professional. He's a filmmaker. He has to know.
So,
Sergio Leone, Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, Stanley Kubrick is my favorite.
No, and my favorite, too.
Yeah, very good, right?
And...
Who else do you
Martin
like?
Martin Scorsese. Mm-hmm.
Martin Scorsese, another genius, right?
David Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you watch
Steven Spielberg?
Mm-hmm. Steven Spielberg. Wow, well, yeah, that goes without saying. That's Michael Jackson.
Vittorio De Sica.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
There is a lot of...
A lot of good directors.
Good director.
Right. How did you decide to get into directing? I mean, you've had interest in film and stuff. Did you ever think of acting?
it's so strange because I told you drawing comics.
Comics.
So I continue, and then I arrived to the cinema with the movement of actor, no? Because comic book,
it's
the storytelling is freeze. No.
Right, it's static.
Static, no?
Right, yeah.
So for me, it was like a new game, no? I have a lot of instruments, more instruments.
I have audio. You can make the characters move. Yeah.
So, okay, let's play. The point is, you tell a story. Mm-hmm.
Right.
For me, it's not important which kind of instruments
you use.
No?
Right.
So I arrived to the cinema with this long process. No,
I see.
I studied. I understood techniques, writing, and then step by step, arrived to make. I made 15 short movies.
Oh wow!
Really?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Do you do the film festival?
Yeah, they do that. We'll talk about that too because they've made an awesome movie, and and we're going to talk about this because it's not your usual movie, right? It's something a little different. So now, how did you guys? So you went to school in London, mm-hmm. right? What did you do after that?
After that, I went to Boston.
To Boston. What made you go to Boston out
my
of
husband.
All places? Oh, your husband. Did you get married in England?
In America.
Oh, I
in
see.
New York.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, I'm getting a little personal, but I want to know how they met, you know? But I don't know if to ask her that. She's like, what are you going to ask us? I'm like, I try not to be personal, but we're curious here, you know?
We met in Turin.
You met in Turin,
we are
okay.
Both from
so
the
you're
same
both city. Italian from the same city and everything. Wow. You see, nobody had a chance with her because somebody already took her early on, you know. That's very
Sorry,
nice.
Sam.
Yeah. So so you guys got married and you decided to move to Boston.
Yes.
Why was that like, did you get a job there or something? What I mean, because I'm trying to think, you know, you come to America. I don't know. Boston is nice, but I don't think if it's a first or second choice, you know, when you come to America. So why Boston?
Boston just because of him, but now I'm moving between New York and Boston.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
So you're visiting here now,
yes,
right?
I'm just
in LA.
Yes.
Right? And Aldo, where are you living now?
Now in Rome.
Oh, you're living in Rome.
Yeah.
So you guys live in two different places and you made a film together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that begs the question, how did you guys meet first and how did the film come about?
Okay, so we met a lot of years ago, maybe six years ago.
Yeah.
And in Rome, yeah.
When you're 28, 6 years is a long time. But no, to me, 6 years is not a long time. Okay, but you met a long time. That's true, right?
I was young. And I was an actress that time. So I studied like 10 years acting.
Oh.
And I met him because of a friend in common. And actually, I started to be a producer for Aldo because he asked me to help me to make a movie.
To make a movie.
Okay.
Do you remember the first day when we met?
No.
You asked me if I can to shoot for you a showreel.
No. I think you shoot a scene or something.
Yeah. And you met through a mutual friend.
Yeah.
How cool! You see, so these are things that happen by fate. You know, it's like you never know. You know, just like with your situation ended up here, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's people through people through people, right?
Exactly.
And then you meet the right person and you go, let's work together. Yeah. So that was awesome. And
fight together and work together.
but that's...
it's the best way to do the better things. No?
That's true, right?
My brother, too, he's a screenwriter.
Uh-huh.
Screenwriter. And then every time we fight on the story.
It gets better.
End,
That's cool.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, yeah, when you work closely with people, you fight sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But that's okay, as long as you stay on course and you achieve what you're trying to achieve and stuff, right? So you started producing films.
For him, just for Al.
Oh, just for him.
Yes.
Okay, so...
I'm very happy.
So obviously you found something in his ability to make films, right? And so did you see things he had done before before you started working with him?
Yes. Yes.
Like
some
what
short movies. And but what the reason because I decided it's to produce Aldi is because I think he has an energy, special energy, and he's a leader. So you need to be a leader to have to be a director, and he knows how to, you know, create this something magic on the set. I really believe in him, and that's why we did a lot of short movies together until this one. And now, I mean, I hope we can do the future film soon.
Wow, this is the first time. Tell me this. Oh my god.
He's like, I'm probably losing her after this film. That she stayed with you whether you like it or not. Wow. So are you still only producing stuff for him, or did you start working with other people? Okay, no questions there. All right, we'll move on to the next one. So you guys started working together. What was the first thing you did? The first movie you decided to do together? Do you remember?
Fulgencio.
Yeah. That's Fulgencio the is the first.
Okay.
Fulgencio is a comedy.
It's a comedy. Did you come up with a story?
Your brother.
Yeah, yes. Your brother is a screenwriter.
My brother and the other screenwriter. They work together every time.
Yeah.
And
are the movies in Italian or are they in English?
In Italian.
Oh.
Yeah.
With the English subtitles.
Subtitles and stuff.
But was around the world. We took a lot of translation prizes. So
very nice. Yeah, what was the film about? What was it about?
Tell the story.
It's about a girl. Uh-huh. Actually, I was the actress.
Oh, you were the actress.
Because I was
Well, so of course it's about a girl, not a boy, if you're the actress, okay?
And no, it was about this girl that decided... She was married, a guy, and she decided to don't marry him because of his strange name.
Oh, because of his name?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow,
what was his name? She discovered this in the church. On the church.
Uh-huh. When they were getting married?
Yeah, they were getting married. And there she is discovered, a comedy, right? By the priest that the second name was Fulgencio.
And it's a shitty name. So she decides...
Amazing.
I don't want
to... That's true, because he's going to have to carry the name now when she gets married, right?
It was very fun. You can watch it online if you
really
want.
Where can we see it? On YouTube or something?
On YouTube,
on my website. There is all my short movies. So
okay, what's your website?
www.aldojuliano.com.
Aldo Juliano, okay. And you can find out the spelling and everything by just kind of like testing Google and trying a few things until you get the right spelling, right? It'll ask you, did you mean this, you know? So, but no, we're going to post the names, of course, on our website so you'll know. But so you put all your short films there. How many movies have you made so far? Did you count? Are you still counting?
A lot. 15.
Really?
15.
Wow. You made them all together?
Some of them he made before. Yeah.
Right.
I think that 6 on top level of quality.
Really? Top quality.
Technical quality.
Right.
So other one was experimental.
Okay.
Short movies. So myself. I tested myself with different genre. Different stories.
Right.
I love to change every time a cinematographic genre because I think that the story tell you which kind of genre you have to use. No, so
right. That's true. So you decide, right? You don't want to tell people, hey, it's drama, it's action, it's this, it's that. Let them decide.
If you ask me, which is your favorite, I tell you. But the director have to be. Like a scientist, no?
Right. So it's art and science.
Yeah.
Making a film and stuff. I was going to ask you which one is your favorite film. Which one do you like the best? Do you know?
Oh, my God. I love old movies of Stanley Kubrick.
No, I meant yours. Which one is your favorite film? Of your favorite films?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, who cares about Stanley Kubrick?
Maybe,
we care about you today.
Maybe Penalty, because Penalty for me was an incredible experience, professional and human.
Right. And Penalty is your latest film, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go on.
In Penalty, I used a lot of techniques, and I build a story. It's so difficult to don't speak about.
I don't want to spoiler. Right. I don't want to know what it's about.
It's a simple story. Right. But the constructions of the story is very.
Right.
Come si dice? Complicata. It's very complicated, the time in the story. Right.
So very interesting. So we get to see that in the movie. And that's in this movie we're talking
about,
right?
Wait, can we know like the brief premise of it? Like, you don't have to tell us like everything about it, but what is the story about?
Right. And this is, by the way, we're getting to talking about the movie now. And the movie is Penalty, and that's why our guests are here today to promote it. So you're going to have a screening August 8th, right?
Yeah.
So
yes.
That was yesterday.
Yes, from, not, it's, yeah, but it's still from the
10th. Oh, that just, it starts then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and good. So people can actually go and see it on the big screen, right?
Yes, they can.
Where is it being screened?
It's Arena Cinema in Hollywood, right. Sunset Boulevard.
Arena Cinema right there on Sunset. And there's, so you can see the film, I guess, by going there.
And also in Santa Monica.
Yeah. So the screening was yesterday, last night?
Yes.
Yeah, how did it go for you? I mean, was it fun?
Yes. Wow. It was very.
Yeah. You got a lot of attention?
Yes, a lot of attention. Yeah. People liked a lot the movie.
I want to just tell you the plot.
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Yeah. Tell us the plot.
It speaks about a football match.
Okay.
There's a football match in nowhere.
Okay. Are we talking about American football or soccer?
Soccer.
Okay.
Oh my God.
We just want to make sure people understand.
Football match. Yeah.
Because
I knew it was soccer.
Right. Because you got to peak, right?
But well, I mean, they're not. There's football is an American thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But they do call it football in the rest of the world except here.
Right.
So that's why I just want to clarify it for some people, because football is not the same everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is about people playing football.
Yeah. Playing this soccer game.
Right.
Football.
Okay. I say football, and, you say soccer, let's call the whole thing off. Okay.
But it's not a simple football match.
Not a simple one.
No.
So it gets complicated?
A lot of things.
Really?
Behind. So
yes.
So that's an interesting way to...
it's a metaphor
to tell
to
a story.
Tell you other things.
Ah.
Interesting.
So this is an interesting way to tell a story. Now, this all takes place where, the film?
In Calabria, in Crotone.
In Italy?
In my city.
Okay,
yeah,
but is the story about that? Because I see it's like Africans all, no? Does this take
this
place in Africa?
This is what you think.
Oh, okay.
It's a story about people that plays football.
Okay.
Soccer.
Okay, so the story takes place in Italy.
Yeah,
but the characters
but
are
in
all.
The story
black.
Is not mentioned. This is a
like a time place
in nowhere,
an unknown
right.
place,
an unknown place.
Yeah.
Right, right.
It's not
okay.
important for me to that people, the audience knows.
Nowhere, okay.
Right,
and it's not important that people.
But what about
the guys?
Right,
right. But what about when people watch this? Doesn't the environment give it away where it is?
No.
So it could be anywhere.
No, it can be anywhere. We shoot there just because we were in Italy.
Yeah?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the story
at the
is
end of the movie, you will discover why.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how did this film come about? You had the story? Okay. And you
always the brother.
Right. Always the brother. What's it like working with your brother? Do you guys get along for the most part? You must, right? I mean, if you were able to work.
Yeah.
is he younger than you?
Yeah. 2 years.
Oh,
younger.
2 years. So. But he likes to write. He's the writing kind. But it's cool that
he studied economy and then changed because a lot of friends, directors, uh-huh. asked to him, no, write to me another story.
Right.
So
right.
It's good because he is typical screenwriter with
really?
Cigarettes, with computer, don't want to go to the party. Yeah.
Old typewriter or something, probably, right?
And he works only on the text. And I put after him, the director, storytelling, visual storytelling. So we mix this two way, and then it's good to work together.
Yeah, so a cinema family, you know. Exactly. What were your parents doing? Were they doing similar things? No, right?
Absolutely
totally
not.
Different.
Absolutely not.
Right. Did they support you in deciding to go into film?
Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Very good. So, I mean, because you were a good boy. You went to college and everything. They figured,
they are our superhero. Yeah, because they believed in us every time.
Yeah.
So...
So, by the way, do you still draw comics and cartoons and things like that?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
I'd love to see some of the stuff you make. I know. I love that stuff, you know. Can you make, like, caricatures of people? Have you ever worked on that? Like, being able to make a face look just like the real person?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Maybe I'll have you draw us or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. See?
We'll give him something to do. If it's your passion, make us a picture.
He has other stuff going on.
I understand, but I don't care. This is fashion.
We can go down to Santa Monica and have a person draw a character.
That's true, but I want to see what he does.
My style is a Marvel style.
Oh, Marvel style. I love that
stuff. I love Spider-Man.
Yeah.
My first time in LA was in the movie of Sam Raimi, the first Spider-Man, because I wanted to watch like Americans do films. So
right?
I arrived with a plane, with a flight, and then I was 10 days in LA in this set in Downey.
Very nice.
In this movie. So
It
was amazing.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah. Wow.
This is my second time.
Oh, wow. For those of you joining us, we're joined in the studio by Aldo Giuliano and Andret Leconte. No, I'm still not saying it.
No.
But it's okay because I'm pronouncing it the way an American would pronounce it, so it's okay. I guess. I don't know. What do I know? Now, let's talk a little bit about the cast. Where did you do the casting?
Is known actors.
There are
known actors.
There are known actors.
Yeah,
we're in Europe.
In Europe.
Okay.
And was very important for me this, but I don't want to spoiler you.
Okay.
Sorry. So, no, but it was an hard work. 3 months with 14 known actors.
Really?
And
that's
they
a long
becomes
time.
Actors.
Right. And that's a long time, right? They had to become like athletes too to play all the soccer, right?
Exactly.
Wow.
No, it was good because I prepared all this team, like in a football. Like,
right,
no,
right. So you were like the coach or something.
Yeah, exactly. Every day in the morning, go to try actions, and then we studied the screenplay. So it was an hard work, but at the end, I loved the results.
So. You like the results.
Yeah, I'm very happy because this year I was around the world in a lot of festivals. We won 30 international prizes with Penalty and the Golden Globe in Italy. Italian Golden Globe.
Congratulations.
So, but the point is not the prizes, is that I was in every festival and at the end of the screenings, all people arrives to me with all these emotions. So for me,
it's amazing.
A dream.
Yeah.
So and now I'm here.
Yeah.
Other audience, other people. Yesterday was amazing because gave to me a lot of things.
So you get a lot back from the audience and everything.
Exactly.
Very cool.
And this is why I made movies.
Yeah. Andret, you produced this one. What does it take to produce a film like this? I mean, when he first comes to you with the story and the idea and everything, what do you have to think about first?
Okay, the truth is that, you know, every time Aldo came, I cannot say him no. Not just because, I really believe, I mean, usually all the stories that he and his brother and the other director, Alessandro Giulietti, I usually always like their stories. So
So what
in
did
this
you
case,
do?
I mean, this was really I mean, one of the best. So I decided, to realize it because of this. And I mean, it was difficult to find the funding because, you know, in Italy it's not so easy.
Right.
Also because I'm a very small production. I'm alone. My company is called Freak Factory.
Freak Factory.
Yes.
Sounds good to me. Nice
and,
name.
Yeah. I was alone, and I had to find all the funding for the movie.
Yeah.
And
had you done that before? I mean, had to raise funding for a movie?
This one is to tell the truth. This one was the bigger edit.
The biggest one.
Yeah. So the other short movies had a smaller budget. So yeah, for this one, I had to find more money. Not a lot. It's always a low budget movie, but yeah, I had to.
Is that the hardest part? Is finding funding?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Try to get people to part with their money. You know, yeah, it's got to be the hardest thing ever. But you managed to do it.
Yeah.
So you put the film together. So when you get the funding, are those people that invest in the movie and then they?
No, I mean, no? I the funding came from the Italian state, so from the Ministry of Culture. So I had, yeah.
Because you're telling a really powerful story here.
Well, don't certain countries have money set aside for like funding for like
endowments?
Art? If you're an Italian director, they'll give money to in Italy. Is that the case? Like over there, they have a budget for
yes.
That's really cool. I don't think we have that.
In America, I think, no.
I feel like it's more like in colleges, scholarships and things like that.
Like grants, something like that. But yeah, in Europe, we have this kind of funding.
I'm pretty sure Trump got rid of that like first. He's like, no funding for movies. Not unless it's about me and how amazing I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, he didn't want to do away with NPR, right? I don't know what happened with that.
Yeah, they did. They slashed funding for our public radio.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, what are you going to do? You guys, so you've been living in Boston for how long now?
1 year.
1 year.
Something like that.
And you're in Italy. So was it, at what point did you work together? I mean, did you have to be in the same place together to make the film? You had to be in Italy,
right?
I remember,
was, that period I was in London. I was doing my master's degree, and then so I flied from London to Calabria directly.
Really?
So it was very hard that period. I was doing like London, Rome, and Calabria. But yeah.
Very nice. How long did it take to put together this film? Like not just the production, but everything from the beginning.
From the story.
3 years.
3 years. Wow. And how long is the film? How long does
14.
It 14 minutes.
Wow.
So 3 years for 14 minutes. That's a lot of story to tell in 14 minutes, right? I mean, it seems pretty powerful. You guys should check out the trailer on YouTube. Just look up Penalty, official trailer, I guess, 2016. That's what it says here.
You guys are on social media?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, where can we find you? What's the name of the...
Okay, there is the Facebook page that it's called Penalty Short Movie.
Short Films.
WWH.
That is, I was speaking about the Facebook page.
Yeah, okay. Facebook page is WWH Penalty Short Film.
Right.
.com.
That's what I'm going to put in. Penalty Short Film. Yeah, that's what you find on Facebook.
Penalty Short Film on Facebook.
On Facebook.
And I see penaltyshortfilm.com too. Does that work?
That is, the website.
Yeah, that's the website, right?
This is
so
the reason
you can find the links from there, I guess. Yeah. PenaltyShortFilm.com. You can see that. Wow, it's pretty cool, actually. There's a trailer there, so people can just go there
See
it. Very nice. So I see you guys working with the people. Wow, there's some powerful pictures here. I mean, you had to... and that's a lot of people to direct, right? I mean, that's a lot of actors.
Yes.
And to make them all...
14.
14 actors. And you had to sort of... choreograph them all together.
Exactly. It's very difficult to shot a football match.
Right, because it's not spontaneous, right? No. I mean, you need it to happen a certain way.
We studied a lot of important matches.
Really?
In
like
the
footage
past.
And stuff?
Italy against France against...
Yeah.
And then we studied action and screenplay, no?
Uh-huh.
Was very difficult to to match.
Yeah.
The dialogues.
Uh-huh.
Because there is few dialogues, but very important. So,
okay. But it's a movie without a lot of dialogue?
No,
not a lot of dialogue. No. So for me, that's cool. So then you really have to tell a story with filmmaking, right? It's it's really more about, I think, yeah, it's about the action itself or what you're seeing, and you take it in whatever you can out of it, right?
I think that cinema, for me, is not dialogues. Is what
visual?
Visual.
Okay.
No? Actors have to act. Not speak.
Right, not speak,
the
right?
The dialogue is an instrument.
Right.
To continue the story.
I see.
But
very
interesting. I don't like... in Italy, a lot of movies have different approach. People stay and speaks every time.
Really?
No. No. Cinema is action. Sergio Leone.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of other directors teach us.
That's true. So we only have a few minutes left. Let's talk about the film. So now this is, you got awards for it, which is really cool. So now people can they see the whole film if they can't see it here? Where can they see it? If they're not in LA, is there a way to see it? No?
In festivals.
In festivals.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's usually how you see short films, is you go to festivals and you get to see a lot of great films. And I'm sure if I know Catherine, you guys will get an Oscar too or something, right?
Is this one where if people are like, we want more, would you make this into a feature? Or would you keep this one a short?
No, because for me, that's the story, then
okay.
Stop.
Right.
I don't like when a short movie becomes other.
Yeah.
Because I just told you.
Right.
The story in 14 minutes.
Right, exactly.
Right. You don't
That's
have to drag
but
it.
But you know, people do.
Because
I bet I had an ex-boyfriend who was a filmmaker, so I would go to the film festivals with him, and I always found it interesting when people would be like, we want more of this short film. I'm like, this is it. You know what I mean? This is what you got.
No.
Some are big, some are small. The story, you know what I mean? Like,
enjoy this little story, then stop and come back home.
Right.
This story inside. Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Andre, do you think you guys are going to make a full feature one day together? Really?
Yes.
What are you guys working on next? Can you talk a little bit about that?
I mean, have.
Tease
I have
us a little bit.
A great screenplay.
Really?
It speaks about a woman that... can't love because she don't know what means.
She doesn't know what love means.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe she should listen to the word, I want to know what love is. I want you to show. All right. Well, this is awesome, guys. We're so glad you came. So glad you joined us. Is there anything we didn't say that we need to promote more? I mean, people know how to find you. They know how to find your film. Go to Penalty... hold on a second.
Catherine
penaltyshortfilm.com.
Better than us to
Catherine, are we missing out on anything?
Yeah? Twitter.
Okay. Give
Penalty Film is on Twitter. Yeah.
Penalty Film is on Twitter.
Following.
You can go there as well. But the website, definitely, you see a lot of pictures of the movie. And I mean, yeah, I can see what you're saying about the acting. I mean, just from the still pictures, I can see there's a lot of intensity there, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It was an hard work.
Yeah.
Because I speak with a football match about a human condition. So it's
a
metaphor, and then stop. I don't want to tell you.
Yeah. So it's a metaphor and and a story. A story about soccer, but much more than that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, we're at the end of the show. Aldo, Andret, thank you so much for joining us. You guys are amazing. When are you
That's
going
awesome.
Back to Italy?
On Friday. Yeah.
Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Friday, you're already going back. That's cool. Wow. Have you ever wanted to go to Italy?
Oh, 100%.
Right?
I'm dying to go.
I was there, but I was so young.
Next week.
I will
be in Sicily. Come with me.
He's like, he's already...
Sam, you got to find a host.
Yeah.
I'm going to Italy next
he's
week.
He's already hitting on my host. What is this?
I'm going to Italy, so you got to find a new co-host for next week.
So I assume you're not married? Is that it?
No.
Are you single?
Yeah.
Okay, so folks, there you go. An Italian, a handsome Italian director who is eligible and single? You can't be that. Do you have a private social media you want people to find you? If we can find your wife, why not?
Facebook is a good way to.
Yeah. So if they just go to the penalty film, they'll be contacting you there.
Exactly.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us again, Rachel. Thank you as always. And tomorrow we I don't remember who we have. It doesn't really matter. But we will see you then. So have a great day.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.